have changed beyond.
And welcome to another Sunday evening on the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Now, thanks to all of you who have donated to this Give Back Jamaica program so far. And I am your host, the Top Shelf Diva, Sister Cecile. And joining me on this broadcast will be Dr. Ev and the GBJ crew. You know, I thank these fabulous divas for coming on week after week, Sunday nights after Sunday nights, to help me to advance the GBJ, or the Give Back Makers, mission. Now, what is GBJ, Give Back Jamaica? Give Back Jamaica is a charity and non-profit organization with a desire to help or give back to the Jamaica. Especially to some rural primary schools. Our main project at Give Back Jamaica, as we have dubbed it, the Kickers Club. Now, what is a Kickers? Many of you would ask me this evening, what is a Kickers? Now, a Kickers, many of the older persons listening on the show tonight will tell you that a Kickers is a pair of shoes. Now, when you are little and you get a pair of kickers, you feel good. You feel up there because it's not good. You know, it's a really nice feeling for some person to be walking barefooted. And in those days, a lot of persons walked barefooted, walked to market, gone to church, gone to school, you name it. So kickers then was a thing. Now, this is a nostalgia we are recreating for the children who are not as fortunate as many other children. Now, although this is a far cry from years gone by, there are children in rural Jamaica who are not in school because of the need for a pair of shoes or a pair of kickers. To date, the Give Back Jamaica, or GBJ, has donated approximately, I mean, I might not know the total number, but we're looking at about 700 pairs. We first to the Crescent Primary School, but since then, we have expanded the program to involve primary schools, especially those in rural Jamaica. And again, thanks to the many friends who have donated so far, who have helped us to make this mission possible, and not just to make it possible, to keep it afloat. We started Give Back Jamaica actually 2.5 years ago, and this GBJ had its root, or had its birth, with Dr. Ev, our president, our trusted president, a woman who is, she's on a roll, a diehard, you know what I said? Started labor, right? I know she had a labor, right? But I know she is. Yes, this woman is a diehard woman who wants to help. And as such, she has recruited a few of us who are also passionate about Jamaica and the Galanginans in a Jamaica, especially the Jamaican school. You know, Dr. Ev often speak about going to school barefooted. And I like when she talk about her ground thunder. And those of you listening and don't know what ground thunder is our 10 toes on the ground. She barefooted, gone to school. You can imagine, picture this. Your uniform, nice and clean, especially in those days at Crescent All Age. Then, no, Crescent Memory, when you had that burgundy Tubralco uniform skirt and that cream blouse. And your mother used to iron that and it's stiff and shine. And can you imagine, you know, your nice, clean uniform, are you barefooted? No, sir. I have never gone to school barefooted, but I can tell you, I have seen quite a few of that, few barefooted children in school. Going to school barefooted in Jamaica then was an okay thing because you see people like you barefooted. Nobody would mock you then. Today, they would call it bullying. It's a nicer name for it. Instead of mocking, they say bullying. You'd be bullied. You'd be mocked. Today, a child would not dare to present him or herself at school with barefoot. Whether you're in a school or a country school, well, the country school might escape a little of it. So this is why the centerpiece of Give Back Jamaica is the Kickers Club or the Shoe Project. And I think, I see Dr. Ev online, and I think this is a fine time to open Dr. Ev's mic. But for those of you who are listening, we are on a roll at Jamaica, and as such, we are asking for your continued donation. And thanks a million to all of those friends and family and strangers who have donated so far. You make the thing turn up. You make the thing ripe. And as such, we thank, I can't call all the names tonight, but so many of you have donated. And to get me back to my Facebook page, which is Cecile J. Lewis, and my birthday is coming up in a few days. I have a fundraiser there. So go to my Facebook page and donate a little something. Facebook says $100. But I'm not sure how this thing works. If after I get, I think I'm at $153 now. Probably if I go back and check, I'll be further gone. But Facebook says $200. I'm not sure if after I get $200 donated to Give Back Jamaica, then I can redo it again and see if I get another $200 for Give Back Jamaica. But in any case, for all of you who are listening, please, if you're listening now on my switchboard or if you'll be listening in the archive, please go to my page and make a donation. And also, go to the website givebackjamaica.com and make your donation. And please, we are begging you. We are begging for donations because we want to make a child in Jamaica very, very happy. They say, the wise saying that the children are our future. And these are words that may just merely run off your tongue. You know, you're just say things. But the connotation runs really deep, and we at Give Back Jamaica, we're inclined to put this saying front and center of our mission. And to reiterate, to date, we have done some really, really good things with the donations that you have so far afforded us. And for that, again, I really, really thank you. So at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Ev to
she
wants to say, Dr.
Ev. good morning and good evening and blessings to all of your great fans.
All
and
of your
above. I salute you, Mrs. Seal, Sister Cecile, Auntie Cecile. Top Shelf.
Oh.
Really salute you for all of the great things that you've been going on with your broadcast. As I said, on Sundays, I wouldn't want to find myself anywhere but in your presence and with your wonderful listeners. And I really want to thank them again, as you have so many times said, for the joy that their contribution have brought to the young and needy students in Jamaica. I really sometimes don't think that folks understand what a $25, how a $25 can change a young person's life and breathe hope into them. Mm-hmm. And this is what your contribution is doing. When you see, we try to capture as much of that experience in photographs for you. We have our little snippets of videos, and to see the joy when a child gets a shoe and the step literally kick off, the kickoff into the future.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about my ground thunder on the ground and your stiff unit, that's it, your uniform stiff like background, I think if that's the word I use. But your foot long shine up with little coconut oil. Absolutely. And when the dust, you kick up the dust stick up on your foot because you have the coconut oil.
And the Vaseline, trapping the dirt.
So trap the dirt. We never have no, you don't if you didn't have one, toenail clippers. I mean, those are luxury items. So you don't have a well-manicured nails coming to school. You just wash your foot and you step it. You wash your foot and you step it. But as you rightly say, in those days, it's acceptable. You come to school, you wash your foot, and you come to school and you do your thing. No big deal. But nowadays, a child would never even think of doing such thing. And that is saying a whole lot. It means that child is not going to be able to be as much of a productive citizen as they can. And this could be a brilliant child. So your effort with us and everybody's effort together, we are really changing the future of not only the child, but the family, then the community, then on the broader level, our nation. Mm-hmm. We are helping to set that precedent. And as you all know, that when it comes to Jamaican and given the opportunity,
did we lose Dr. Eve?
No. I think...
We didn't lose you, huh?
I think I was on all this time. I hope so. And
okay, you're back.
Just saying the opportunity, I find this as an opportunity to really have an impact on a child's life. So, again, we're pleading. We actually, in conjunction with putting shoes on feet, we also put food in belly.
Okay.
With some of our programs we have, the Bellyful program. So some of you guys who understand, maybe you didn't go to school barefooted, but maybe the prongs of hunger hit you at some time or the other. Your mom had four or five children, and you know, in all those days, going to school, it's not in the, like in the United States, you have a lot of opportunity and resources. If you don't have that little money to buy the lunch, or if your mother didn't put one little piece of bread and something to give to you, you would be really hungry until you go back home. And as such, you understand what it is to have food in your stomach and then have an engaging student when you're hungry. It's not so very easy. So, folks.
Go ahead.
No, so I was just saying, folks, we're here, and we hope we don't have to really beg as such, but we're just reaching out to you as much as we can to say, hey, find, you know, make this as an opportunity.
Yes.
Make this as, you know, your means of giving forward. Make it your means of strengthening. Make it your means of impacting another life. Make it your impacting your country. You know, when we get up, and especially when we have track and fields, or when we have any of these sports, and we can get up and hit our chest and be proud to be a Jamaican.
Yes, yeah. Proud to be Jamaican.
They come from those formative places. That's where those are built. And oftentimes is somebody reaching out and, you know, realizing, hey, you have a talent, and, you know, encourages or, you know, reach out in some other form or fashion. Economically,
so
a lot of us are challenged in Jamaica. So, hey, let's do this together, guys.
So I've often said, probably, if I had somebody to help me, because my parents had 12 kids, and, you know, at a time in my school life, in my primary school life, my parents had a child every single grade, from grades 1 to grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents weren't rich. And I know a lot of persons who are on the switchboard right now listening to me. They have gone through, you know, what I am talking about, and you are talking about, the hunger that we felt going to school, the barefootedness, you know, the poverty that we endured. Persons on here have endured that. So if you want to talk about what you've endured going to school, then you can, on your keypad, press 1. And I see you. But Dr. M, back to Give Back Jamaica, what we're saying about Give Back Jamaica. We are really, really, really asking for donations, because people have to really understand that we don't get a grant, and we don't get money in lump sum and bulk. We have to beg, and your little $25, little $10 here, your little $50 there, it adds up, and it's what we're using to make use of. We're using it to not just provide for these children feet. We are providing food for their belly, because trust me, I have been hungry several times at school, even high school. Hungry, really, really hungry. All you had was your lunch, your bus fare. And sometimes when I lived then, I was able to boom a ride, which is not really safe anymore. And I have often spoke of a situation where I boom a ride, it wasn't looking at as though it was turning out right to me, and I vowed I wasn't to do it again, because I lived then right in the Angels area, the Cane Fields, when you're coming up after you pass that Crescent School, coming up. And I remember one morning I took a ride from a man. And when I got in the car, the man was so nice and I felt good, like, wow. And strange enough, I was the first one. Like, I lived at Angels, and then a girlfriend of mine would live at Damed, and I would pick up two more at Mango Grong. So if I get a ride, I would look out for those three girls, and then it would be four of us riding, and we would feel much safer. So this morning in particular, there was, when I got to Damed, I didn't see that girl. And when I got to Mango Grong, I didn't see that girl. So it was just me alone riding shotgun with this man. I don't even know him. Anyway, the man started, talking to me real nice, asking me what I wanted to be when I grow up, and we had a conversation going. Next thing I know, the man reached over and put his hand on my leg. And trust me, my hand then fly up, my heart start beat. Me don't know what to do. Me take time and take him hand and push it off. And I'm like, wow, wonder what this man is going to do, because now you know that he's in the gorge, and nothing can really happen so much in the gorge because cars are passing back and forth. But it's when he gets to Bog Walk and hits the highway, then that is the scary part, and that was the part I was talking about. So I started telling this man that I have two friends who I have to meet up with in Bog Walk, right at the big tree where the taxis parked, Bog Walk Square. I get now tongue-tied. And the man say, oh, you have boyfriend you go look for. And I'm like, wow, you know, I am just anticipating that junction where you have that roundabout, where you have that part, that side road to go into Bog Walk, and then you have that straight road to get on the highway. I say, wow, if this man this man ever like bolt for the straight road, I am done for. I am going to open the door. I'm going to jump out, and I'm going to jump out right where you have those ladies selling oranges and ripe bananas. So, I mean, I was so happy when the man make a turn and turn for Bog Walk. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And I told myself in my heart I wasn't going to ever get another free ride again, but fair enough, we did get more free ride. But those were things we endured growing up. Nowadays, children, their parents have nice cars, or they can take the bus. Them don't walk to school again. They don't have to beg ride to school again. And so one of the programs that we have going on is the bus fare, because as Dr. Ev normally say, they don't have the yellow bus system in Jamaica where the bus picks you up, take it to school, and then it drops you off. We don't have that in Jamaica. These children pay taxi fare, and taxi fare is not down there. Taxi fare are only for money. So we have the bus fare program also. So aside from the Kickers Club or the shoe donation, we have the Bellyful program, and we have the Yellow Bus program. So Your donations is what make the thing work. It's what make the thing run. That is juice on which we run. So please, please, we're imploring, we're begging. Make a donation. Go to givebackjamaica.com. Go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, and make your donation. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking about going back to our Jamaican roots. And I'm not going to stay from Give Back Jamaica, because we have a lot of things going on over this side. So we're going to look at one time Jamaica where people looked out for one another. Jamaica where today, you know, easy at all. Jamaica is now a place where they say, if you can catch Kwaku, you're catching short. I don't know how many persons understand or know what that means. But if you know what that means, just press one on the keyboard on your keypad, and I'll see you. Dr. Ev, recently we had an interview with a principal the principal of the Ginger Ridge Primary, and I was so happy. The responses that we got, the responses, it was overwhelming. And I am looking for the same response from our listeners, both of you, both in our archive and presently listening right now live. We're looking for the same response to you. So somebody, just put your hand up, touch one of the keyboard, and tell me you're going to send me a $50. Tell me you're going to send me a $25, a $20. Anything, I'll take it. We will take it because we know what we're doing with that money. Dr. M, do you have anything else to say on the...
Always having things to say. Boy, I listened to your story with the Mommy the Right thing, and I'm telling you, I understand, I know. When I was doing high school, and I had to leave from Kent Village to go to Excelsior, you know, your parents have to fork out a bank account to transportation because you get a drive, you get a taxi to Spanish Town, and then you get a Spanish Town to from Spanish Town to Halfway Tree, and then you get a one taxi again from Halfway Tree, you go to Windward Road. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just taxi after money after money after money. This is nowhere that you can even ride. And to be honest, a lot of times if you never get a bum ride, and those times, thankfully, that the folks were not like what I'm hearing about people getting abducted, little children getting abducted every day in Jamaica now. I mean, your mother never really stand up, or nobody never stand up with you out on the road to see what car you go into and say, you're on your own. But I'm looking at it and I'm just envisioning what you say. Noah says, oh my gosh. You know, a little girl growing up, you start to get your formation of a woman and every eyeball's onto you.
Yeah.
And you jump in a stranger car.
And I can't tell you this, I can't tell you this. This was a sexy one. I can't tell you. You know, just have your little breast by your chest and your hip just full out and you look really, really nice. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And as you rightly said, your parents not out there to stand up and see which car you go into. So because then it wasn't so that rape a man, where we call a rape a man, or black heart man, are going to take you away. You know, it wasn't so much that like it is now, where you know you send a child to school and you're praying and hoping the child comes back home to you. Go ahead.
I think we really took some chances there. But I think somehow, you know, I'm thankful for the society in which we live at that time. We escape it because, trust me, that's what I depend on. Bum rides so much so that if you came out, because people coming in from Linstead and Bogwalk and Ureton Way are usually the same people them driving into Kingston or driving into Spanish Town to work. So it's the same people them would pass you all the time. So after you're there and you come out at a certain time, you will see the same people all the while.
People,
so
right,
sometimes. You get her. If you miss one, you catch the other one.
Yeah, that,
and that's how we really survive in the nighttime or in the evening time. When you're coming in from Kingston, then you have to have your money because the transportation system is different there now. You don't stand up on your gate anymore. You have to be in the city. So the hitching a ride don't exist, so you have to have your money to get back home, and you really have to take the bus at that point in time to get back home. Transportation money in your pocket to get back home plus lunch money is not an easy thing, and if your mom don't have money, you can't walk. When I was in primary school, we could have walked or crescent 6.5 miles thereabout. You can't really do a little walking.
Hold on. You have to tell me, say, you walk from Kent Village, Coma Crescent?
Of course, many times. Many times.
Bless your heart.
Many times we walk from there. I mean, when you and I'm glad you really asked that question, because although you guys were a little closer, but you guys still walk. We have a lot of kids walking out of Jobs Lane, all of them lanes. They're out there going to school a quarter mile, a mile, a mile and a half, 2 miles to school. Of course, that wasn't a problem for us. Like, we walking out of Kent Village is really walking. When you walk back home is no big deal because you're not in a hurry. The only thing that we walk in, it was very dangerous because I don't think that we would be able to do that much as children now because the traffic is so much more and people are not as really as protective. You know, everybody flying, going where they are. But at those times, you walk home. Is you walk in a group. I mean, it was fun walking because, you know, you're playing, you're chatting, you're running, and of course, you know, every Jamaican, everywhere they go, they run. So you know, that wasn't bad as compared to not having food or really at a place where you're not able to really walk to school in order to get an education. That was really hard. And I think when you live in a community, you feel as a youngster a little bit, not in, even your parents, I would think, when you really say, boy, they would say, boy, I'm going to have no money to send you to school today. No. It is just so, I don't know I'm going to get money for sending you to school, in a lot of mercy.
but it was just amazing, you know, to hear you say the very same words that my parents would say, my mother especially, would say to us sometimes, you know, she don't know where she get the money from. But you know what? She would say, all right, fry 2 dumplings, get in the morning and look a kalaluar, you know, and look a booty, look a soursop leaf, tea, and you drink that and you run go on to school. And you know, say, you don't have no lunch. When it was sent, there was a canteen, and you could have get like something from the canteen. But even though me never want to eat a canteen, because me never like the burger dumpling and the chicken back aisle, me never like that. So me stay far from the canteen. But when I went to high school, I had numerous days when she said, me not have money figure for go school this morning, you know. But you know what? You drink like a tea and you run go, and you know that by 3 o'clock school over, and you know you're hungry, I bite your skin. But you know, so when you reach home, you'll get two dumpling and with little butter pan it, and you know, and you're good. So are them things there, you knew, when you get home in the evening, little things would be going on, like, you know, little scrapings, because sometimes I don't know where my mother get the knowledge, you know, the know-how to mix up and fix up and fix up and prepare like a food. But, you know, when I reach home, you had something to eat. But your day at school, you're hungry. You beg pitney little piece of them patty. You beg pitney little juice. And then children were not as mean to each other as they presently are. A child would know that you're hungry and then pop off a piece of, and then pat you know. And when you used to go a crescent and you get your buy a bag of mash, you used to throw like a mash in everybody and everybody eat mash, your face powder up, and you know, or if them buy a June plum, they get a bite off a June plum. If them buy a suck suck, mm-hmm. they might be a suck off of the June plum, after the suck suck. So children are not as mean and horrible as some of them are today. You know, they weren't looking at you to stab you. Mm-mm. You would have fight and you fight and you run, go watch fight. But that was it. It was fist fight. No fight now, go on with no knife and next up Morgan's funeral home I come pick up body. No. So I'm saying the Jamaica that's existing now is a far cry from the Jamaica that existed a while back. So let's keep thing going, Dr. M, because you and I know how hard it was. You know how hard it was then, because your story mimics mine so much. You know, mm-hmm. where I had to, you know, pick Aki, a bush, go pick Aki, you know, and carry them out of the road, go string them up and stand up beside the roadside and sell your Aki just to get your school supplies back to school. We never have any country. Go ahead.
The thing about it that just telling the stories, and I know some of us who are listeners to this program every Sunday hear these stories over and over. But I think in us talking about this, it just empowers us so much more to know the resilience that Jamaicans have. And we are able to say some things. We have overcome certain things. I mean, maybe not at top of the game that we sometimes wish we were or what the dreams we had, but nevertheless, we overcame. And when you think about the struggles and hurdles that a lot of Jamaican families have to go through, you cannot not go through this and come out on the other side and not turn your hand or your eye and look back and say, you know what? I remember when you see a little person not having a proper shoes on or struggling, or you see them white, as them say, white squall, they are them out, or you see them a walk home. You cannot not, when you have program like Give Back Jamaica, not reach out to these organizations and say, you know what, if I ever want one pair of shoes, I know a child going to benefit. Because I remember when I never have no shoes, and when we get one little girl, somebody give them worn shoes, how them feel, or somebody give them a wear and left, as they would call it, how them feel, forget that. I cannot imagine if you go through this and understand the power that you are giving to a child, another human being, another human life, why you're not touched, you're not moved to say, boy, I mean, I have a whole heap forgiving up, but you have a whole heap, that $1, that $2, that organization, that when you go back to Jamaica, for those of you on this side, and you remember the little old woman waiting in another village, and your mother usually, when at Christmas time, she, you know, you get one like a goat and you kill it, and your mother say, carry this go get Uncle so-and-so or Auntie something, and your auntie and your uncle, you know. This is what you talk about, we giving back and helping us, helping each other as a community. And when you see how your parents and everybody get along, never have anything, but we overcome these obstacles. We overcame. Some of us became lawyers, doctors. Some of us even then at the White House. Mm-hmm. Some of us in some position. Them they are picnic when I have shoes. Wooly, but them never have shoes. Wooly, but them
right
went
that.
To school hungry. with one
right
uniform. And when you look at where we are in the world, this little speck in the Caribbean Sea of people and the impact that we have in the world, and if all of us collectively couldn't just put $1 at 2.7 billion of us, or how many trillions, whatever, I mean, I know, 2.5 billion people or million people or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
If we even put with $2.1 together, collectively, I cannot not mention our friend Gary. I mean, I said that when I grow up, I want to be as passionate as this man. And this man tirelessly, he just, when he go to Jamaica and he see children on the street, he just grab one and grab one. Where your mother there? Where you doing? How you doing at school? And he must get them. And he must send them to school. And sometimes when we see our friends here, who them struggle and pain, and them a granny take care of them, you know. And not even a mother and father, because if you never have a little granny, them if you go pick up little rat cut coffee and go sell a market,
and go
buy
pick up,
one little uniform.
And go pick up some coal after the big coal, pick up
and
out of the coal.
After the big bag, them come on.
Hmm.
My God. I go climb me. Me have some scarf on my leg, and I would do everything else, but don't take them off, because they remind me of who I am and the strength I am. I tell folks, when I come into this country, I make an anchor just like the anchor them have in a Jamaica, pushing a Jamaica. I never have no shame. I'm going to radiology school, and I am pushing my anchor to Fordham Road. Me and my child, I was doing selling Avon, and I pushed my anchor up to Fordham Road. I was student government president of my college. Look at this little Jamaican somebody who never have shoes. And she come into this big country and turned student government president, went into the White House and speak on reauthorization of education. I ain't reached nowhere. But when you say a little pygmy whose bathroom is where Corbury, who is when we eat and drink his bathroom toilet, heat and drink on your washing machine, and also your swimming pool. When you have one to jump on and you have to skim off the mosquito larva them.
Wow.
Come on, folks.
Wow.
When our people come and don't remember where we come from.
But Dr. Ev.
And beg them.
Dr.
To
Ev.
Give one little dime.
We drank the water from the Rio Cobra River. Unfiltered. Unfiltered. It was just the other day I was saying, you know, we drank that water and we were never sick.
Well, you see, drinking water from a river that is flowing over stone and so kept all of the bacteria. That is
not
a problem. You won't get very much sickness from that. But it's the larva, when you carry the water, you throw it in the jump pan, and all of the mosquito larva, them and them stuff there where you have the standing water, that's what makes you sick. I mean, we in a Jamaica, and somebody a poo-poo up at the top of the something. Up on the water, dunder coming down in the water, stunning the fish them and everything. This is our lifeline. This is what we did, you know. This is what we overcame. Then you talk about stringing up ackee and go to road and go sell it, and in order to get a lunch money or to buy uniform, we usually pick up bottle. I mean, we talk about Christmas, I come, you pick up bottle and go sell bottle and all of them thing there. You know, I mean, I climb so much tree that you can't climb a tree better than me. You know, even knowing my age fall off the calendars, many, many more, we still climb trees. you would not believe. I mean, I can't ride the tree like I usually, but me can go up on my ladder and use my thing same way. And that is because I'm a Jamaican. If them turn off light, me can go to a backyard, catch up some wood, and make up a fire. I'm not dead for hungry.
That is
me
so
can
true.
Pitch a tent. Me can dig a hole and get water. Me can plant food. Me not gonna wear less. Me have a couple of seeds. Me bag that anywhere me there. Me can plant something to grow. That is because I am Jamaican. So how can I forget my country? How can I not be a part of helping to build in any way I can?
Definitely so. And that is why we're asking, you know, especially Jamaicans who know where you come from, who knew about the hardships we encountered as children going to school, you know, just reach back and help a child. And I've said oftentimes, the child you help today could be your doctor tomorrow, could be your grandchildren's teacher, could be the next prime minister of Jamaica. Children are our future, and don't let these words just fly off your lips, your tongue, just easily. The children are our future. It runs deep. It is true. It is true. I read of a story recently where a little boy, where he lived, oh my goodness, you could have seen outside and look right in there, where his mom and his sister lived. And this little boy, he had a CXE practical to do. I don't remember the name right now, but he was into home economics, and he make up the wood fire and put on him pot and him little apron and him do him thing, and him post a video. He posted the video on him wood fire and him little wood fire kitchen, and the video went viral, and the boy gets so much help. People reach back, donated. To date, he's at what's the name of the school there? UTech. Are you in there? One of those schools. Somebody helped
you know
the
what?
Boy.
The thing, so, sorry about that. You know what you're saying about help? But the sad and tearful thing, because it brings tears to my eye, I can guarantee, and it's sad saying this, that 90% of the people who help that boy is not Jamaican sometimes. It's not people who come and suffer the most. It is so difficult to get our own folks, for whatever reason I don't understand, to get them to make a contribution to our own community. When you look at most of the organizations in Jamaica, and there are a lot of people who are helping that you don't hear about. I have a little young man who went back to his community from here. He started doing some music, and he started a program of helping the older folks in Jamaica to make sure they have a meal, because he grew up with them. I mean, a lot of them are doing something, but the majority of folks, even our Kickers Club, our contribution to our Kickers Club, to our student, unfortunately, 90% of the folks who make contributions are not Jamaican, never been to Jamaica, don't have affiliate to Jamaica. And that's the saddest part for me, because, and here's why it's sad for me, I would like us as a community, as a people, to understand and feel the power when you help your own people, that you are a part of that little boy becoming a prime minister, becoming the faster than Usain Bolt, becoming the next physician, becoming the next teacher. You want to be a part of it. And it's sometimes very difficult. We find all the excuse. Oh, I don't know where this money is going. Where are you going to? I mean, who is the head of this organization? And I understand a lot of people's skepticism because you have a lot of racketeering here and there and everywhere. And everywhere life is full of all kind of people. But you cannot make, if you have an organization and they have a history. We're not talking about to mortgage your house and give all your real estate. We're talking about one $10, one $20, and one little $25. Become a part of us so you will know where the money is going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay upon the side and say, boy, me not give my money. Or some people say, boy, me not nobody has to make her again, you know. Come on. One day.
It's just sad.
No matter where you say, your bloodline still in a Jamaica, either your mother, father, sister, brother, auntie, great grandparents, second generation, your bloodline still out there. And how much of a pride you have when them people that run out them life ball, pan stadium, and put up the Jamaican anthem, how you feel? Be a part of that celebration to help them to reach. Because everybody in a Jamaica meeting is a superstar. You said many a time, well, if me did have a little help, would it reach further?
True, true.
You reach where you reach. You can imagine the amount of pygmy who never have no help at all. We're brilliant like morning star. They don't get no help. You hear them say, your granny would have said, Lord, if me did have a little help, you know, me would not watch nobody closing out. Me would have gone far ahead. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Would have reached far in our life. God.
That is so true. And you know, when I look back and see, you know, the hardships that, you know, especially me, going and, you know, you turn out not, you know, you didn't get pregnant in school. You tried to finish school and try to get ahead. You know, you didn't make all these things, you know, bother you so much. You're made stronger, as rightly have, you know, said. You're made stronger by the things that you have gone through. But Jamaica, and at the same Jamaica where we live down there. Jamaica, it's place.
But you know
Jamaica
what?
Then
you know
is
what
not Jamaica now.
As long as I have life left in my body, if it's me alone going to fight, me not giving up Jamaica. If it's me alone going to fight for every pygmy down in a Jamaica, me not giving up Jamaica. And if nobody will make a donation, me not giving up Jamaica. Because I will work. Me don't have to have shoes, jewelry, and them things that me no wear. Because you can't give me a piece of jewelry and make me smile. If you give me something for my people then when me left in a Jamaica. Pretty clothes and them something. Now I put on one piece of rag and fix it up nicely and put like up something on it. Trust me, me will look good and decent same way. Me now if Gucci do not ever give me one of them things here. That should not make my life happy. Do not give me a piece of jewelry. Do not give me a piece of that. When we know what suffering is like in a Jamaica, because them things that don't do anything for me. So if me alone left in a Jamaica, I am going to work my last bottom dollar because there is one little girl who out there like myself who did a sell mango,
Kneesbury.
Go Kneesbury Akipa Ward, who said she wanted to be a doctor. One more little child out there. That's the child I am rooting for. And I wish that everybody hearing this message, we have a whole full switchboard tonight, and I hope somebody reach out with me. Reach out with me. Just one. I never ask for a whole heap. A one person. You hear one Marcus Garvey, one Bob Marley, not 10 or 12, but a one. Just have faith with me. Invite one of your other friends. Go on our website and share. Go on Give Back Jamaica and just share our page. Call us. Be a part of us. Say, hey, man, I want to see what I want to do. I want to be a part of this. I want to make that change. We want to keep our vibration and our fight. When you look on the woman them in Jamaica, all them have most of your granny is whittling at them finger. And them foot back bust up because they don't have no nice shoes. When them dress at one tie head, them have what you call head tie, and their little skirt, and them have one wash pan on their head and two something with water carry up. That is the woman who is a Jamaican, who raised the grand pickney them, who raised the great grand pickney them, who never get a kiss pan her mouth, who never get a little bobby rub properly, who never get a little good doogo doogo because I'm a bush or somewhere, who never
you
get drink pan her sugar when them say I do, who never get nobody who say I love you and hug them. So if you will say, Lord, you look nice, them hold down them head and as shy
best
as them,
no them
a 50-year-old or 60-year-old. That's
yeah.
the backbone of our country. Because man left them with 6-7
pickney
and them gone, and them are up there with brown-skinned gal, and them alone and them pickney did a fight with them pick till the end.
Yes.
Those are our heroes.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely. The mothers. The mothers who have stood up for their children. And you know that I've been a teacher for a number of years. And when I look to see who's taking the children to school, who are in PTA meeting, who every jump and knock a school, who you see is a mother. You know, see, no father. Is a mother. So I salute all those mothers. I salute them. Because I can testify to that. Because even though I live in a home where I had both parents and both parents were married, mama was the backbone of the family. She was the pride and joy. She was the CEO. She made sure the money that come in, she knew exactly where to put it. She knew every need. And sometimes when it run out and done, because daddy used to buy like 25 pounds flour every fortnight or every 2 weeks or bi-weekly, they say, that he used to pay. And he would buy the 25-pound flour, the 20-pound or 10-pound sugar, and the cornmeal and the little salt and so on and come in. And that is what we lived off of. That is what we lived off of. Sometimes bush kalalo. And then sometimes my mother would use the heart of the dasheen and chop it up in the soup and make whatever mix up soup, all kind of things in there. Dasheen, banana, cocoa. Look up a piece of chicken back or two fish. But guess what?
Well,
it was something going on in our stomachs.
Well, I never forget the aluminum square pan donated by the people of the United States of America. I never forget those as a child. I mean, you never like the chicken back and the burger, but that was joy and happiness for us because that was the delicious meal we have. And the milk powder them, especially when them put a little bit of syrup in of it.
and turn it
course,
into cherry.
What happened after that?
Yeah. After that, you can't see another class.
Yeah. And then on Friday evening, we have the feeding, whatever, the poor house people. When you go sometime and you get them Carmel up here weebly night, your mother up here,
sieve out the weave out of it. Goodness.
I mean, when you get a little flour, you're glad when you get a little flour because you can't eat the straight flour. You have to blend it up with the little Carmel.
Carmel.
You know?
Guys smell frowny.
No white rice and hunk of Ben rice. It's brown rice. We never knew brown rice was the thing. But all them rice, they're whole and tough. And they don't smell nice and refined. It's them that you have to eat. Maybe a them thing the whole way up make we kind of strong and we survive all of that. The Rehakova River, where we can go catch crawfish on that stone and some shrimp, and we catch a couple of perch, mix it up and all of that. We get some susumba and some susumba. Them susumba bitter now, heck what. But your mother cut it up and get little flour and
salt
in a flour with little piece
of
fish.
Like little stew.
Yes. Lord Jesus, girl, don't let me speak. So when you think about the, when you have a little dumpling and little yam, you don't throw away the soup, the pot water, and say, hey, put one little piece of paper and drink like a pot water.
I'm
puffing gas out of your stomach.
Yes.
Jeez,
that
is
true. You know, when you stand up, and wait for you, you know, you stand up, you get your fork and a spoon and you stand up because a whole heap of weight. You stand up a kitchen door and wait for your food. And you get a little cup of, you know, you can little plastic cup them. You get a cup and a piece of pepper in it and you drink and the gas. And that helps to fill up the spot with a little food. I mean, half and half. And you wash your foot and go on your bed. Tomorrow morning you wake up and it's another thing.
Fried dumpling again. Jolly Cassarasi. And you're gone, you drink like a tea, one like a piece of bread, you broke the bread. We never know what it is to cut the arm a piece of bread. You know,
bread,
them your parents broke off like a piece of bread and say, hey, that's why you have all when you do exam.
I dip in your porridge. You broke up in your porridge.
Then when you get special now, like you're going to do exam and they give you one egg. As if the egg is supposed to make your mentee.
Bobby,
I tell you, it's wonderful
I love those days. And I love
it's
to
wonderful.
Talk about those days. Because they're
it's wonderful.
Joy. It brings me, you know, when I tell people that I lived in a house with a ground bottom house. Until my father take time and cement off the one day, and cement off the other one, and cement. And so till we live in a something with bottom where we can't clean.
We never had no cement. We go a mall pit, girlfriend. A mall we had. We had no cement. You got
with
big mall. And you have, what we did with, I tell you, so that we can't break one house because that's like a picnic. You go a mall, a Friday daytime, you can't go to school because if you have built one like a thing. So we get the wood, them, we get, yeah, exactly. And you get the barbed wire, them, and you put the board from both sides of it, and then you use the mall, and you mix it, and you throw it down the what. See a Watland Dab situation. The Watland Dab are more Watland Dab with dirt and grass.
With
the grass mixed up in it. But with this the mall now, you box it up like how you the box. Now if you can put like a cement in it if you have a money to buy cement. And then you put it there now and you take off them board and then you get the wall. Then now you could render it off with a little cement and make it look smooth like a cement underneath there, a block. I'm telling you, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we as Jamaican people, we make out a different kind of stock. We, if you're of a certain age and you come to Jamaica, we make out a different kind of stock, especially the women, especially the women. As I say, that is the background and the foundation of our country, and we don't get the recognition for being who we are. Them auntie and granny there, they are. They can tell you. Most people can say, I'm a granny this. I'm a granny do that. I'm a granny do that. And she had the burden. Her finger, foot, and whitlaw. Because the casket soda them in that brown soap where she has to scrub with her hand. Mm-hmm. And when they whittle them, bite her. And then the finger then swollen.
And pussy.
You know?
Pussy.
Oh, God. She don't have no lotion or then because sweetie. She never wear lipstick punchy lips. Lash and all them something there.
Where those things supposed to come from?
Okay.
Where they're
Thank
supposed
you.
To come from? We never have any TV. You know how many times my ear catch fire because the lamps break and I'm there doing homework and the little piece of ribbon in your ear catch fire. Next thing you know, you smell ear a burn and you start grabbing so till you're out of your the fire out of your ear. But I've been through a lot of that.
And you get up a morning, you have to go look hood, and you blow the fire, especially if you get some hood,
you're,
or dead hood.
You're full of coal. You have coal consistency because you blow wood fire so thin. You blow wood fire. But you know, one of the things, you know, what really nice to me, when I come home in the evenings from school, and I see American porridge pan the fire.
Oh,
I love corn, and it mixed with the coconut milk, and you know you can then could afford just one tin of condensed milk, either
Betty or Nestle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of them.
Yeah. If you're poor, you are the Betty one because Betty pour out like a water. Nestle's now it's
the
thicker Nestle, and yours the more. Yes. You know.
And the Betty had a kind of yellow look. The next kind of much whiter.
Whiter.
When we come home and see the American porridge on the fire, I get a bowl.
But I was like, you grow up and thing, and when your body as a young child want more, but when them could afford it, you know, them do the calming. Calming was very helpful because when they come, the calming and you. and then you have to drink qualified water that's full of your belly.
But when they turn the cornmeal with, like my mother used to turn the cornmeal with coconut milk, and then she put bungo peas in there.
Yeah.
And then now the black perch, then we will catch a riverside. I just steam up our excavate your black perch, and she give you get one perch because fish was in abundance. It's a nice fish, and you go sit on a corner. Now sit down on a table, you know. Sit on one side, power stone, because daddy had a big oven in the middle of the yard. You just go sit down and lean your back on the oven and what pizza. You slap off your food in no time. You can't back your plate and put on in the kitchen. Because they tell you, you know, I'm looking. Well, the kitchen still adjoining the house. But wood fire in the same way. And it took a time before we could get gas stove. And it was a two burner. And every minute gas done. So when gas done, we have gone down a gully, gone look hood again. And in between the gas cooking, and you go look hood and make a fire or coal. You go pick up coal, as I said, coal after the people then pick up them heavy coal out of them coal skin. You go pick up coal in there and light up. Then look at coal there sometime and then coal there light press your uniforms or then make like a tea for you. But
well, we usually do the garbage. Go pick up the wood there and the coconut ox them.
Mm-hmm.
And you use that. That helps you for do your uniform because they hold a lot of heat.
Eat.
And that coconut husk really boil, you know, help you for iron the clothes and also cook the food. You have to go a bush and go get the bungalow wood by your head.
Yes. And then Dr. Ev, I don't know if I was always like in charge of you know, when the iron get cool, it return the iron and take out another iron and rub it on the banana leaf and then rub it on the banana leaf and clean it off and give it back to your mother. That time the uniform them touch already and them in a look up beside her and she take them out and she damp
them.
And she sprinkle them. And when the iron slide over them with the coconut, rub it on the banana leaf. And you slide it over them uniform, they shine. And the pleat them just stand up. So this is what I'm saying. Picture this. You in your nice shiny uniform, especially that burgundy one there. When you in a nice shiny uniform and your cream blows and your foot, your 10 commandment the pan wrong. Your ear comb nice and you shine up because we never have no lotion. And God knows how we did smell that time because guess what? We not have, as a teenager, we not have no lotion. We have no lotion. I sometimes tell people looking way back, me never see toothpaste. Daddy used to give us chew stick.
Yes.
When you tell people where you're coming from and where you are, and me look by you like, you don't look like where you're coming from. And this is what we're trying to do for these children in Jamaica. Saving them from getting into gangs and groups and, you know, what we're trying to do with these children. Because, Dr. Ev, you know, so when you have your ground turned up, and especially when rain fall and it pluck up, and the mud squeeze through your toe. Definitely.
Boy, I'm telling you. I rather like this show tonight, you know. I'm telling you, but it just kind of opened up, and I hope that folks who are listening in, and if you're out there, you don't mind me say, give us a call. Press one on your telephone keypad, and we'll see you. Join in the conversation, because I'm almost sure that there is somebody out there who can relate. Or if you are one of the rich ones, why we would have liked to hear you?
Yeah, we grew up rich because we weren't rich. We never rich. We eat mush like foolishness. When I hear like that mush, people them pick up dash the biscuits in a rubbish heap. You're like, oh.
I think you have a caller. Somebody will call you. I'm 305. Good evening. 305. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I spoke
Hi,
about
Gary.
My favorite person.
but Dr. Ed, hold it. You see this favorite person? This favorite person and I were at the same basic school, you know. And I don't remember him because we used to go to this basic school called Mother Richie Basic School. And he was there at the same time because we talk and there was a train crash. He knew about it and he was in school. I was in the same basic school. So top of the night to you, Gary. And this is somebody who is passionate about giving back. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, top of the night, ladies. Yes, couldn't miss it. I was listening on my way to work and I hear my other favorite person passionately saying she's going to fight the battle, but I just let her know she's not fighting it alone. She have a partner in crime.
Because the battle is not yours.
And I just said, Cecile, basic school. Cecile's brother used to teach me in basic school. By having conversation with her, I realized we have been crossing paths for so long. You know,
so long.
From basic school to primary to early school go, and here we are again. Yep, there is no way.
Destiny.
Yep. But
Gary, we thank you so much. We thank you for what you are doing, and we thank you so much for joining up with Give Back Jamaica, because Your contribution is marvelous. He goes to Jamaica. And, like, this man is a frequent flyer. And whenever he goes there, he's not going there for, you know, just to entertain or to be entertained or to, you know, to vacation. He goes there to help with donating things for school, laptop. Here, tell them what you do. Tell them what you do.
I always, like you guys said earlier, growing up, it was like the struggle was real. You know, like some you say, sometimes the house don't even have wind or rain falling, or you have to sleep one side of the bed. You know, everybody have to catch up one side. The floor not be no bathroom. Remember, I used to get beaten from my mom. I used to run under the bed and slide out through the hole and gone outside.
I'm
going
outside. Oh gosh.
But you know what? I wouldn't trade those lives for anything at all. I would live it again. If I have to live it again, I would live it again and be happy. Because that was the best time in our life growing up. I didn't realize the luxury we had back then comparing to now what, you know, life is about right now. That, like I said, you could leave your windows open. You could do anything, travel any time of the night. Go party, do all of those little stuff. And don't only one person you're afraid of, like a thief or a dog. Or a police.
Dog.
I know.
Dog.
You know? You know, so it's funny, you know, you can't even, you're in your house, you're living in your house like a prisoner, you know? But with me now, I always tell myself that the fact that I didn't have a lot growing up, and I realized what education is, the key to success in life, no matter where you go, it is. And the only way we can make a change is to try to contribute to persons that really need it. Because if others was doing those things while we were growing up, contributing to education, a lot of us would be a better person right now. Because I need weapons. When I say weapon, I'm talking about books, bags, comfort, everything to really excel and, you know, garner that education and have it so, you know, growing up you can do something, contribute to society. And if you don't have those things, to me, I see a child like a seed. You know, you plant that seed and you water that seed and nurture that seed. And that seed become a tree. That tree might be a fruit tree where you might not eat from that fruit tree, but somebody else will eat from it. But it's there. You might not sit under that tree for it to shade you, but somebody else will sit under that tree to get shade from that tree.
Sure, yes.
So, you know, so it's like it's a branch, you know, so that child will make a difference in somebody's life when you bring that child to that rotation. And it's simple. It's not that hard, and it doesn't take much. A $5 or a $10 or $20, you know, somebody going down. Even from it's simple. You come from a community where you say, you know what, let me reach out to a child in that community and invest in that child. And you're going to reach out to a child with potential. You're not going to go there and throw your money out there like that and you hope something happens. No, you're going to see potential, and that's where you're going to invest in that potential. And hopefully that child become that person to extend that olive branch to someone else. Because I don't need nothing in return from any of these kids. Nothing. All I want them to do is do back something for someone and continue the legacy.
Be a success, you know, so for themselves, their family, and the community.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
So that's all everybody needs to do, man. You know, you're going down to carry a book with you or a pencil or something towards education. You know, take on for going to Walmart or one of them places and buy one dozen book, a cover book. I used to have to beg a fool a leaf going to school to write and okay? I have to borrow a pencil or find a pencil sometimes. I'm not really teeth, but I just borrow one and I return it. Others have many. You know, I'm in need of one, and it will last me forever. One card,
we can identify with that. Yeah, we can identify with that.
Let me tell you guys something. When I came to this country some years and years ago, and talking about the fencer, Uncle Gary, when I went into the store, I usually see them whole heap of pencil here in the store. I'm just say, but how them could I have these pencil in the store and nobody now use them? I couldn't understand why they were there. So I was going back to get my papers in Jamaica, and I walk around all of them corner store here and pick up all of the pencil there. And I carried on a ton of pencil because I
the lack of pencil.
Exactly. It was the lack of pencil. But for me, I just come in this country, just I come back down for paper. Me have to carry something back down. Me walk and collect all of the pencil because me see them are grown, me see them somewhere. And where we are grad school, if you get one pencil for yourself, you on top of the world. Plus
yes,
one pencil
what?
With rubber. Rubber?
Hey, remember, you know, when remember
oh
back in the
God.
Days, you know, when they used to get a pencil, when mommy used to buy a pencil, she used to buy one pencil and cut it in a two, you know.
Cut it
yes.
in two?
Yes,
you remember that. You remember that?
Okay. And yes, so you better, if you write something wrong, you know, so you the person next to you have to borrow their rubber, because if you get the part and have no rubber, you're there for your own.
Thank you
goodness.
Very much.
Goodness.
So,
you know, we have come a long
sometimes
way.
Sometimes when we are right with pencil, you know, Addy, what you call it, the bump, one little, sometimes you are right with only the lead.
Hold on.
Because
hold
sometimes
hold on.
The lead comes out of the pencil.
You used to use some little, like let's say a pen top and the little piece in there. To give it length, so you
little
could
length,
use it
yes.
to write. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
The children don't know about these things.
Yeah, I'm going to Jamaica next month, and right now I already shipped down 30 bags with Friendship Primary School logo on there for 30 kids.
Wow.
I have to have I literally two suitcases of books and binders and folder leaves and stuff like that I got for my sister. I was,
wow.
She buy those stuff and have them, so I went to Nakarada and collect them. So that's my luggage. Those are the things in my
wow.
luggage, literally as we speak. And some nickels wow. choose stuff here and there to give back to, you know, little kids in the community and stuff like that, you know.
Again,
so,
you are a blessing.
I mean, that's my joy. That's
you're a
my
blessing.
Joy. That's what I do. But you know the funny thing? How do you people chastise me so many times? How I'm mean and I'm stingy and I'm this and I'm something I have to laugh, you know? Like seriously, you have no idea because I don't advertise what I do most of the time. I don't, you know, be anonymous most of the time. It's just recently
yeah.
I started to put myself out there, you know?
Because
mm-hmm. I like to be that mm-hmm. giver that it's coming from me, but you don't know it's coming from me because I don't expect,
mm-hmm.
because I
mm-hmm.
did something for you, you try to show me that kind of respect and that kind of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
well,
because people do that all the time, and I don't want that. You got to respect and show me love, whether or not I do something for you. And that's
yeah.
why you're supposed to show respect, whether the person can or cannot do anything for you.
Yeah, we thank you, Gary, for coming on and you know, sharing your portion of what you do, for joining up with Give Back Jamaica. You make the thing. Your addition to the thing, you know, really, really make the thing turn up, the volume turn up higher. What do you think, Dr. M?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's my hero that big time. I just really adore you. My palms together for you, Uncle Gary, and what you do. And I know I cannot imagine the blessing that you're bestowing upon families. I know your show is kind of coming and I don't want to take up much of your time, but in other show we talk about a little young guy who did not really and truly have a pair of shoes, who was going to high school, one prestigious high school in Jamaica, and you are instrumental part of him. Ricardo, if he's ever listening to this show, know that we are just bringing forth, and it's another child that we are investing. Now, Gary, don't know this kid from Adam. I mean, Adam. And he was quick on the move to call up a couple of his friends, blah, blah. And now this child literally has three fathers who never had a father before, who literally have a pair of shoes to go, who literally have somebody who is able to say, you have $5,000 every Sunday to make sure that you have a lunch money. That's the power of sometimes you can do something directly, but you have a friend who can do a friend who can hand off this to another friend. The symbiotic relationship that we want to create, where we all sit down and beat up our chest and say, yes, that's another Jamaican. Yes, that's a Jamaican that take the White House. Folks, we're looking at Britain. Britain now has an Indian prime minister. We have a partial Jamaican blood into the White House as a vice president. India was colonized by Britain. Some of those jewelry, one of the biggest jewelry in the crown is thought to be from India, and India want back them crown, them diamonds.
Them
jewels. But from a slave... From a slave, now you're going to rule this slave master. Come on, folks. Look at what history is doing for us. We are a country, a little tiny country. We also build Europe. We are the jewel in the crown of all of them British people, all of the banana, them yam, are we cultivating? All of the sugar when I'm drinking of them tea, cock out them finger, and I'm drinking of them tea, a few with people, them bunny in a sun, and drop down and dead and beat. And we are moving up where we going to say, hey, we are not on the plantation anymore. We own the plantation. We run the plantation because our people have survived. You beat us, you murder us, you make our blood run, but we have survived. And we cannot drop the gauntlet down now. We cannot really turn back on each other and sacrifice each other. We have to pull each other up. We ourselves have to reach in and pull each other up. We cannot escape Tom Jones and Mary Jones, wherever from yonder and far, to help us. We have to help ourselves. That's the time we are going to be the strongest. We cannot dilute our power. We have to. Together, we have survived so much thing. And when we reach a point that we gotta help each other, that's the time we are abandoned each other. And I think this is what we have a country where we pretty soon have to learn Mandarin. I said years and years ago, hey, if all of us who are in the diaspora put $1,000 together, we can build hotels on the shores of our border. And I beg, I preach, I put it out there, and the other people them come in now and them build up hotel. We can't go down and go up on the beach unless you buy them hotel space. And now we are complaining. We have to stop. We have to invest in ourselves. We have to have futuristic plans of what our generation. We cannot go back to colonization. We were done by the French, little Spanish, English, and all of that. No, we are going now to Mandarin. Come on, folks. We have to look at this. We have to turn things. And the reason why we have folks coming in, they see an opportunity that we are not seeing. We have abandoned the shop. We refuse to take care of the shop. You know, we have Uncle Gary who are looking at them on the street. but how much of Uncle Gary you have out there? We have a Give Back Jamaica that is begging us shoes from the people, them who throw out sneaker, them fling out this, them have money throw all over. If it's even a penny, you can find in your house. But it's difficult for you to transfer that into a gift to your Jamaican community.
Yes.
And your future
yes.
generation.
And you know, Dr. Eve, you said something earlier on it too. The persons who are really giving back to Jamaica are in fact persons who know nothing about Jamaica, persons who have never been to Jamaica, persons who are not Jamaicans. They are the ones who are giving back. So, I mean, you listening to our voices tonight, this is no joke. We're not in any joke thing. Just go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, and please make a donation. The child you help today, remember this, could be the Prime Minister of Jamaica tomorrow. The child you help today could be teaching your grandchildren or your children tomorrow. The children are our future. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and you're listening to the Diva, the Top Chef Diva, and Dr. M, the second Diva. The second Diva. Yes, and we're talking about Give Back Jamaica and going back to our Jamaican roots. Jamaicans are notorious for giving back, for helping. I mean, Jamaicans then, you know, you could walk across the fence and Miss Mary would have given you some tea.
Mm.
They would have shirt spending and give, you know?
Mm.
And we need to go back to this, where we see each other as ourselves. We see each other's need. And sometimes we can fix the need for another person. So let's get back into that mode. Let's get back into that mode of giving, the mode of being kind, not being unkind to one another, not tearing down each other. You know, I listening to something today, and it brought tears to my eyes, where the news says a 26-year-old female security guard was remanded in custody. As a judge, she wanted to make her an example, because what happened is that she worked at a security guard at a community. And somebody got through the gate and went to this person's home. And the person came to the security guard and diss her up. And the security guard diss her up back. Because I know in Jamaica, I diss for this. And the security guard diss her up back. And apparently the security guard threatened her through a text, which is wrong. Wrong on all fronts. So she go and kill her or whatever. And the judge remanded her in custody, saying that he's going to make an example of her. Now, on the other hand, have this criminal who killed somebody, and the judge released him on bail. So we're looking at the disparity between the two situations. One person threatened to kill somebody, and you remand that person in custody, and this person killed somebody and you let him out on bail. So we're looking at two different Jamaicas. It's just so sad. Jamaica is not what we knew it to be. You can't walk in peace, you can't sleep in peace. Man slap you, will take off your 3 points anytime. You know, you just look upon a man too bad on him, yeah? Him slap you away. You know, like a kind of boy, him just, and it's like nothing to it. And, you know, to take me back to what we're doing at Give Back Jamaica, we're trying to save some of these young boys and girls from falling into situations like these, where they become murderers or they're threatening people. We're trying to save them from that. And if you want to save a child, join us at Give Back Jamaica. Join what we're doing. Join what we're doing. Join us by donating some. If you cannot give us your time, just give us your dollars. And we will make the time and use the dollars to help a child. Remember, the economic situation in rural areas, most of these places, people are farmers. And, you know, harping back on the story we did of the Ginger Primary, and the community that was spoken of was a community in a deep rural area where some of them are pitney. They never got town yet. The parents are farmer. And sometimes nothing come of their crops, according to what the principal, you know, relayed to me. So even though they are farmers, they still live in poverty. And these children, some of them cannot come out to school. School is such a small school, 50 students, and some of them cannot even come out to school because, what, them not have no shoes. And as I said before, a child would not present him or herself to school barefooted in today's day because, guess what, they call it bullying. No, back then we say, oh, they mock them. This is bullying. A child will not subscribe to this kind of bullying. So the child is not going to go to school. So help us, man. Help us. Go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and take it from there. Touch the donate button and give us something. It doesn't have to be $100. It doesn't have to be $5, $20, $10, whatever. Take it. We will definitely take it.
Talking about the living in country and children never go to town, Give Back Jamaica at this point in time, you know, the festive season and everybody want the, especially children. I remember when I'm growing up, a little Fifi, my mother could afford at Grand Market Day and stuff. But that was a joy. We galook bottle, and you get some soda. The first time you ever drink one whole of soda for yourself was possibly when Christmas, and get a nice food. So what we at Jamaica last year, we were able to do this for the students at Crescent Primary, and this year we want to reach out to Ginger Ridge Primary and extend the same thing that we did for Crescent. What I think is that give the students, I remember growing up, my parents, them have a little china, them china thing, them pretty plate and thing. And we were never able to use those, that lock up in a cabinet. When you have strangers come around, your mother may take out one of the pretty plate them. Of course, them was cheap, something same way, but nevertheless, a fit them thing. As them say, take out shame out of them eyes. And they will go in there in the cabinet and take out those things. So what we thought of is to have these kids experience what fine dining was all about. So last year we got a caterer come in, and we have the really decked out dining area that was in the school, and, you know, get nice cloth, tablecloth, you know, table place and mantled and all of that, and really make it exclusively beautiful and exquisite. And have the students being served, not with the plastic fork and the paper plate, but actually real nice, not the finest of china, but in this case, let's call it the finest of china, what we can afford. So we wanted them to have that experience, being served a meal, know how to hold a knife and a fork, because, of course, we're building leaders of our countries and you know, executives and lawyers and doctors. So we're training them and also giving them that experience to aspire to. So we are in the process of putting this formal dinner together, and we're reaching out for your help. We call it Christmas in November. Based on our contribution, it might be later part in November or early December. So this is something that if you are so moved, please to help us along with that this year. We are in the process of doing the meal plan and organizing all of that. So please go to givebackjamaica.com, or you can email the host of the show, Ms. Cecile, on her page, or you can go to the Facebook page, Give Back Jamaica, Inc. Just Give Back Jamaica. That will pop us up, you know, really pop us up. And make a donation if you can. If you have a company, or you know your company, or you have a church that is affiliated with Jamaica, talk to the pastor and see if you can get a special offering. And we will be able to do, we can do the shoe thing for them. We can do help with our Christmas in November for them. I mean, if you have a company, we are a 501c3 corporation, meaning that if you make a donation, it is tax deductible. So if you have a company who you would like, you know, and especially around this time of the year, would like to make a contribution, please email us. Send us an email. The email is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Everything about us is Give Back Jamaica in some form or fashion. So our website is givebackjamaica.org or givebackjamaica.com. Our email address is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Our Facebook web page is Give Back Jamaica, Inc. We have some Amazon page and so on and so forth. So please, folks, if you know someone, we need volunteer to help us. So we also would like for you to just give us a shout out and help. Talking about give us a shout out, we have our very special friend, Ms. Brenda. We want to give a special, yes, special shout out to you tonight. You know, we want to have you back in our present, nice and wonderful and smiley. So we're sending out all of our energies to you to get back and get back with us for your smile, for your laughter, and joining us on the platform too as well. So with all that, you know, I hope that somehow you would share this message that we're offering to your friends out there, folks. You'll be able to understand our passion and what it means to be a Jamaican and what we're trying to do. And join us. You'll be able to hear the passion of Uncle Gary and what he's doing under the cover. I'm just kind of coming out and just letting folks know. He's about to go down to Jamaica and with his beautiful designer book bag. And when we're giving something forward, you know, we don't give, although I'm not saying anything about that, we don't give used shoes. We want these people to understand what it is to own one whole of shoes for themselves, make them wear it for the first time. Not that we don't want, you know, anything, but we want to give them an experience. That when they grow up, they remember that first pair of shoes, how them feel. And it always will help them, because we are not just giving people things like throwing powder upon blackboard. We want this thing to multiply. We want these kids to know that, hey, this is how you build a nation. This is how you build a community. One helping other and the other helping other. When you in a bush, you pass on the torch. One of them a walk with the torch and the light, so the other people them buck them foot, right? Mm-hmm. And so we want to hold up the torch, to make everybody see and buck them foot, and everybody reach at them destination. See it. So join with us, man. I mean, it's not hard. Me say it's nice and sweet when we see picking them feel good enough. Boy, me tell you, it's deliciousness. When you see Pitney then smile and run, we lift them old shoes and run
and done another brand new one.
Mm-hmm. When them get one, new shoes. And when you see them Pitney, they laugh. And when them say thank you, you never hear nobody say thanks like that. You know, that's the joy we would like to share with you. We alone can't take all of the joy then, because we will bust up. We soon bust up. Because I like me ball, see everything. And my eye water, my goose bump upon my eyeball all the time. Just getting ready. So we want to share this passion with all of you. So tell your friends, tell your church, tell the people that my work. Listen, we want to adopt Ginger Ridge. We want to adopt Crescent. We want to give them a little something, make these children happy. We want to say also a big love to our sister Judith and her family. Judith, we miss your laughter and your beautiful, beautiful voice. I mean, hurry back. Hurry back. We can't do without you, so hurry back. And come back and sweet up the place.
Isn't Judith on the show?
I am not. I don't know.
I think Judith,
I am not sure.
Judith, if you are here, let me see your hand.
Let me see your hand. Put your hand up, Auntie Judith.
Put your hand up if you're here. Yes, Dr. F, thank you. I thank you for, and I think Auntie Martella is here too, or she left. I think Auntie Martella left. Yes, but this has been the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and I thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you all for listening. I noticed quite a few persons were listening in tonight, so I thank you all. So as Dr. N said, tell your friend, tell your family, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your neighbor, tell your co-worker that something is happening over here at GJ, Give Back Jamaica, and you want to be a part of it. Don't let the boat sail with you. And it's not too late for you to put up your hand and say, oh, Sister Cecile, I'm donating $20, $30, $40. So go ahead. So go ahead and, go ahead and donate something. I mean, I know someone love me bad, and I don't love me bad. So for my birthday, I see that I have gotten to $153, I think. So we're looking for $200. So make me happy by donating that, and that is going to ride over to Give Back Jamaica. Again, thank you all. I thank you, Dr. F, for coming to the show tonight and supporting me as you always do. Thank you for your love. Thank you. And again, I thank you all for listening, and you have yourselves a beautiful week. And a beautiful week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
died since I was one. Put my mother alone with the responsibility in her hand.